Today's the feast of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe. He was a conventual Franciscan friar like our Father Herbst. His whole life, lived in the first part of the 20th century, was spent in an apostolate of devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Mother of God. In 1939, when Poland was invaded by Germany and beginning World War II, Father Kolbe was arrested and sent to the Auschwitz concentration camp. And in the concentration camp, he continued his priestly ministry. Three prisoners escaped from the camp one night. And in retaliation, the Germans selected 10 men at random who would be killed because three had escaped. One of the young men who was told he was going to be killed yelled out, "But my wife, my children." At that point, Father Maximilian stepped forward and said, "I'd like to trade my place for the place of that young husband and father." And so the guards allowed it. They took Father Kolbe and they sent the other guy back to the camp. The 10 men were put in underground cells and deprived of all food and water to have a slow death. After 2 weeks, only Father Kolbe was still alive, dehydrated and starved. They finished him off with a lethal injection. He was canonized as a martyr by Pope John Paul II. In the Gospel today, Jesus speaks against divorce and in favor of married love. Every marriage ceremony I've performed, I've told the same thing to all the couples. Although you're going through the ceremony today, it may be some weeks or months or maybe even a year later when one of you has to make a sacrifice for the sake of the marriage that you'll really know that your love is true. Real love is purified by sacrifice, isn't it? You all married people, you know that, right? When you have to make a sacrifice for the sake of your marriage and your family. Father Kolbe's love for that husband and father was sacrificial. He gave his own life so that that guy's marriage and family could continue. A lot of people feel, though, when they go through a struggle, a trial, a sacrifice, God's not there. Where's God? You know, we're having a struggle. Lord, where are you? Right there is where he is. We often fail to see the presence of God in the sacrifice that we are undergoing. That is where our Lord is really present, where love is purified, becomes sacrificial. And that was the love Jesus showed us from the cross, and Mary showed us standing at her son's feet.